Toadstool?
Yeah.
Yeah, toadstool, that's right. Mom, I forgot the toadstool.
Do you ever call a toadstool a frog stool around here?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, there's one other kind of thing that you might grow in the garden I forgot to ask about. When you cook it, it looks a little bit like a gourd, but when you cook it, you slice it in half and you bake it and you put some brown sugar.
That's squash.
Right. Well, the child has a pill and he says, I'm sorry, Mommy, I just can't
swallow that.
Somebody says, you can't do it. You say, yes, I
can.
And somebody says, you ought to do it. And you say, no, I
can't. I won't.
Would you ever say oughtn't, or ought not to, or hadn't ought to, or?
I once in a while use it. Not
which
I would
one?
Say can't and ought not to.
Not to.
Say ought not to take a second helping.
Okay. Somebody says you'd better do it, and you say, "Well, I
can't.
I
will not. I won't." <That is.
laughs> He's going to write a whole page before we get through.
And how about owls? Any owls around here?
Sometimes, not often. We've heard them hoot once in a while in the trees in the summertime.
Yeah, once. We don't ain't too many around here, but we've heard them, the hoot owl.
And sometimes in the water, you lift up a stone. And a shellfish will come out, swims backwards, and has
crab. He's a crab, ain't he?
You call that? Is that the same as a crawfish or crayfish or
soft-shell crab?
Is that
crawfish? I don't know.
Crawfish.
Yeah, is that the same thing as a crawfish?
Yes, that's crawfish. That's right. It's crawfish.
But you call it crab, right?
Yeah, I call it crab because we learned it as a kid. It's crab, but they.
Are they edible?
No, there's some. No, well, if they got them big enough, but these that we had were just hard shell things. You got the soft shell ones to catch fish on, but they weren't big enough to.
Sometimes they even get it in an oyster, a little crab in an
oyster.
Yes,
I've seen that.
Yeah, crab meat. That's right.
I would never eat them myself.
Not much for seafood. do you use the word varmint? For anything like something gets in a hen house, would that be a varmint? Like a skunk or a weasel?
A varmint?
Wouldn't that be a mouse that gets into the pantry? Or a bug that gets in the sugar? Or what? Or do you use the word enough to make a definition? Probably don't. Most farmers talk about varmints in that get in the hen house.
Well, minks or
that
weasels.
Would be a varmint. Would you call that a varmint?
What?
Would that be
a varmint? I would have thought it was a little bug or
that's my
no, I don't think
I say like a louse maybe in a hen house. Wouldn't that be
no, I don't think a mink and stuff would come under the varmint business, although
I don't think so.
Apparently you don't use the word too much.
No,
that's right.
How about squirrels? Any different kinds of squirrels around here?
We had just the little brown squirrel here.
We have them come every day to our feeding station that we have right outside the window.
Yeah.
Is that a chipmunk? Brown squirrel.
Brown squirrel. He isn't a gray squirrel. He isn't a chipmunk. He's just a brown, red squirrel.
Red.
That's calling the red. That's what his name is. Mm-hmm.
How about chipmunks? Do you have them?
No. They're out in the woods, but not here.
A ground squirrel?
I've never seen one in town. I've seen them out in the country.
Is that the same as a chipmunk?
No.
Is it the same as
ordinary
squirrel?
No. Ground squirrel isn't the same as a chipmunk.
Is it the same as a squirrel?
No, it isn't. No. It's more like a rat, only it's a...
Oh.